IQ Mobile. 10-4 IQ.
I'm in the garage. You just pulled in, Bill.
Get you when you get inside.
I'll be back on in about 30 seconds here in 0TR.
When you get them,
KJ4 CPD Mobile.
Well, you know, Tom's been around for a while, knows a lot. I was going to ask him what this big, gold, shiny ball in the sky is.
It's sunshine. Nothing like Wyatt in 0TR.
I don't know. I don't see any ball of sunshine out there. I thought it was supposed to rain all day today and be IFR conditions, so that bluff it.
You can see 10 miles.
It's beautiful out there, Wyatt. Weather station says 69 degrees and 72 here in the basement, by golly. What you up to today, Mr. Wyatt? In 0TR.
Gotta take a delivery from Lowe all week, and they were supposed to deliver again today at 3 o'clock. Well, I got a call like 3 minutes ago that says, hey, we'll be there in an hour. And it's gonna take me an hour and 15 minutes to get where I gotta get to. So, I'm chugging along 414 and getting on up to 11 and then hauling rear across the state.
I'm on Lawrence Road trying to navigate here to Simpsonville, and there's a EMS over here with a siren going, and there's a stopped car. I don't know. That doesn't look good.
I heard it go whoop whoop there just now. Well, Wyatt, I wish you luck. Don't hurry enough to get in an accident or something, but that's not uncommon for them. They'd done the same thing to us the other day. They called us and said, no, we're 10 minutes away, and we had an idea, but it's usually within about a 3 or 4 hour window.
I'm supposed to actually deliver Tuesday. What's today, Thursday? Yeah, they're supposed to deliver Tuesday, and they claimed that they showed up, nobody was there, and that was a blatant lie. Lowe's at the store is fine, but I never, ever ask them to actually deliver anything and expect them to show up on time. Or even tell you the truth about when they showed up. I just don't understand it.
Getting delivered.
Windows.
Well, you know, everybody has a sign up that says help wanted. And, you know, I think some of the help they get is not worth much.
You need to change that sign to quality help wanted, like the old days. Yeah, that I should take it back, Wyatt. It was Home Depot this time, and but they got here in the window they said they would, but they said they'd call you a half hour before they got here, but they didn't do that, but they did okay, and luckily I had a great friend here that helped us with the cabinetry because we had measured it, and somehow it had a lump on top of the refrigerator that didn't fit. But Bernice is very, very happy with it, so I'm glad we got it. I hope it's not the nightmare the old one was.
I don't know how Home Depot service is, because this is our company account is at Lowe's, and Lowe's is great for, from a personal standpoint, for me, Lowe's is great for plants and things like that, but I've never been particularly happy with them otherwise, but, you know, that all their delivery is third party, and, you know, when the delivery guys don't do what they're supposed to do, that just leaves a general bad taste about the whole experience. Even if the guys that you were talking to and buying stuff from were great, that last minute of customer service being terrible is a bad taste.
It's been a long time since I've had anything delivered, either by Lowe's or Home Depot.
So I really can't make a comment on the, you know, any personal experiences. My experiences are just walking in and buying something, coming out with it. But anyway, I hope it works out a little better for you. So, let's see, trying to think, remember what your name is. So you have to give me your name again. Tom mentioned it a minute ago. But what is this, something for the business that...
KJ4, Charlie Tango Delta. And, yeah, we're doing some renovation on some apartments over in Clemson, and we're working through the Greer store because, you know, the business is in Greenville, Greer area. But, you know, I think next time we're just not going to do that. There's a store over at Pete, a lot more together.
Somebody's not doing a good job and continuing being frustrated. That sounds like what you need to do. Anyway, it's nice meeting you, Wyatt. I think this is probably the first time.
This is Gerald TR. Bill, you being an engineer and all would be interested. Wyatt does air traffic control stuff, and he'd have to explain that to you. But he does a fine job. I have to kind of correct him and instruct him at times, but other than that, he does all right.
Step off, you know, like vacuum tubes. It's been a long time since I've worked on vacuum tubes, Tom. Get to 4C today.
N4IQ is in here, so Bill, this is Leroy that's on there. I'll let you take it, Bill. N4IQ in 0TR.
I didn't catch the call sign, but it's a little noisy for me. I'm in a bad situation. Well, probably a bad situation, but I'm in a bad location here. I'm in the Simpsonville area, and on 6-1, there's some bad spots over here I have a problem with. I'm gonna let you guys continue. Sound like there's a quorum. I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here and pay attention to my driving, and it's 100% visual flight rules on Ron's Road. 73s, I'll turn it over to you, Wyatt, N4IQ.
Looks like Wyatt might have got a phone call. He's a busy man, but anyway, I'm not going to stay long. I've got to get upstairs. Bernice has got my donut, and she's liable to eat both of them. We went to Ingles to get some stuff for homemade fruitcakes, and I don't want to miss out on that. And went to Harbor Freight and got some timers for the chicken house. And I just heard Bill, and I jumped out of the car and jumped on the home radio here. So I'll catch you guys down the line. Bill, 73s, Leroy, I'll let you take it. Wyatt, nice to hear you this morning. Good luck with your delivery. K5WLL, if I got that right, Leroy. N0TR, go ahead, Leroy. 73.
Roger, Tom, you got that right, K5WLL. 73 to you also, Bill. Wyatt, if you're still on there, did you get an email about the PayPal account this morning, if you can take it?
The other day, to pay my dues, Leroy, I thought I'd tell you that before I go. First time I tried, it didn't work. The second time I tried, it did work.
Yeah, apparently there's been some issues with it, and I was talking to Dave, W4DJW, this morning about it, and he's sent an email to Wyatt to see if maybe he could look and see if he sees something wrong on his side. I don't know, I was able to get into it this morning and pay my dues, so... we'll figure it out. If not, we'll find.
A good thing to have on there. I like that situation. You don't have to make a check out, mail it, and all of that stuff. So, and Wyatt's a very smart man. He'll get it squared away. But, I done that the other day, and it's a good website when it works. I heard that they're going to charge taxes now on everything like if you mail some money to your kids or something through that, anything over $600 sounds taxable. I don't get it. Well, I do too. Our woke policies. It's crazy. That and Venmo, they're going to start taxing that, which I don't use PayPal hardly for anything unless I can, and it's not any large amounts by any means. Take care, and talk to you later. Leroy, good to hear you. K5WLL in 0TR73.
Yeah, the $600 is cumulative through the year, so it doesn't matter how much you spend per time as long as you don't go over $600 total for the 12 months. So, and that's another thing we might need to look at for the club. I don't know yet. Dave and I was talking about that this morning. But Wyatt, if you're in there, check your email. You got an email from Dave. KA5WLL73DALT.
Hey, I'm back. I'm sorry. I had a cellular RF connection, KJ4CTD.
I was talking to Dave this morning. I don't know if you copied that or not, but apparently there's an issue with PayPal or something that he wasn't able to get into, but the Blue Ridge site seems to be okay, but I don't know if it's an issue or not. We'll have to look at it and see.
We were troubleshooting this morning because somebody else was having problems paying. But I've also gotten several emails of where people have actually paid. So I don't know exactly what the issue is.
Maybe a personal password issue. I don't know. But I don't know if you got the email from Dave or not, but he sent you one.
I cease to be mobile. Thank you. Get you forced into the mobile.
Roger that. Be safe out there and don't rush to get to that delivery. Talk to you later. 73KA5WLL clear.
CTD monitor.
E2VNG.
For CTD mobile.
Well, at least you hear me. I mean, the part of Highway 14 that's problematic. So, how you doing today?
It's KJ4 Charlie Tango Delta. Name's Wyatt.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've spoken to you before. Yeah, I just had to go all this way to deposit cash, you know, a bank account, so things don't get overdrawn. It'd be easy if there was easier ways to do these things sometimes. I heard you discussing PayPal. So what they're saying what now? Payments spent using PayPal are taxable somehow?
Completely missed that conversation because I was on a cell RF connection at the time, and so I had the radio turned down. But apparently there's some kind of $600 across 12 months, and then it becomes taxable or something. I don't know. I don't understand. I didn't hear enough of the conversation to understand it.
I don't know, maybe to discourage PayPal from being used for money laundering or something. I've seen some very questionable PayPal and eBay transactions. For example, if you ever go to eBay and you see an item that seems to be priced much, much, much higher than anybody would reasonably pay, I think that's almost some sort of covert money transfer.
I've gotten burned on eBay a few times, and so I don't even use it at all anymore. I have occasionally you'll see a little news report of some at Walmart for $10 listed for $5,000, and they say it's a collectible, and then when it shows up, it's actually not a collectible. But when they do the investigation of it, and it's like, there's something weird going on there.
It may not even be anything at all. You know, as I say, this may be some covert way of transferring money, you know, because no idiot would ever buy this thing for, you know, 10 times what it's worth. That and gift cards, kind of the other underground currency, is transfer money through, like, Amazon gift cards. I didn't used to deal much with eBay. Now I don't really deal much with Amazon. I guess I'm pretty much back to using eBay.
Hey, Mike, I got a phone call. People ILX.
I've got some information on this PayPal thing if y'all are interested.
Other station, this is KD2BNG and K something DTC, I think.
Oh, it is Kilo Delta 4, India, Oscar, X-ray, name's Leon. And I just have to reset the computer, so I'm looking at it now. Beginning January 1st, the Internal Revenue Service implemented new reporting requirements for payments received for goods and services, which will lower a reporting threshold to $600 for the 2022 tax season from 2021's threshold of $20,000 and 200 transactions. Here's some more detail. This new threshold changes only for payments received for goods and services transactions, so this doesn't include things like paying your family or friends back using PayPal or Venmo for dinner, gifts, shared tips, etc.
$2 per the maximum per transaction or over some time period?
I'm assuming that's over a time period, less than 20,000 to 600. So quite a drop.
Like an annual limit of something like 20,000 before some reporting, tax reporting kicks in. See, I don't know. I try to avoid using PayPal for pretty much anything.
Okay, so to clarify that here, this change was introduced in the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, which amended some sections of the Internal Revenue Service Code to require third-party settlement organizations like PayPal and Venmo to report goods and services transactions made by customers with $600 or more in annual gross sales on 1099-K forms. Currently, the 1099-K is only required when a user receives more than $20,000 in goods and service transactions and more than 200 goods and service transactions in a calendar year.
Okay, well, then we're back to using Bitcoin. Yeah, I don't know what it is. If they think that's going to generate more revenue, I don't think it's going to have the effect they thought it did.
When y'all are talking about that, I was kind of interested because I had a credit card that I was using and swapped it for another one, and now I just don't like it. And I'm just having all kind of difficulty with PayPal, and I tried to do a Venmo transaction, and I didn't realize Venmo and PayPal are connected. So there you go, KD4IOX.
Or Zelle is the other one. Zelle is supposed to be built into all the banking apps. At least, you know, all the major banks. And I don't know what the limits are for Zelle. It might be limited to, you know, more than $2,000 or $3,000 at a time. And I don't know what the, reporting requirements are. Because I've used Zelle a couple of times.
I've not used Zelle, but my daughter uses Cash App. So, that's what I've tried a couple of times. Seems to work seamless. I'm not sure the ramifications of it, though.
Kind of a attempt to track down, I guess, the invisible money transfer economy. You know, like I think I said, or was I telling just you, or who else was I telling, the $10 item you see for $100 on eBay, you know, and it's got a buy it now button. Okay, what's that about? I almost think that's some sort of, covert money transfer. So maybe they're trying to crack down on things like that. Other than that, I have no idea.
There's a lot of people that just resell things. In other words, they make money at it. All they do is advertise the things that other companies are advertising, except they advertise it for more on eBay. And that's how they make their money.
Advertise it on eBay for more money and you have someone who'll drop ship it, you know, for considerably less than that. So you basically, so your eBay ads are making money for you. For people who don't know better, that there might be a cheaper supplier out there.
There's always the idea to check with the person that actually just Google whatever item is that you're wanting to buy before you buy on eBay. Do your research, find out what it's actually worth.
They're still around. A prepaid mobile company called TracFone. They're one of like four companies now. track phone would have this refer a friend bonus. In other words, if you recommend someone to track phone and they sign up for service with them, you get 100 minutes and they get 100 minutes. Well, it didn't take long people to figure out, and I would do this myself. You know, you buy track phones on whatever, and you resell them on eBay, and, you know, you basically pocket the 100 minutes. Or you sell it as, yeah, a track phone that's worth $20 for, you know, whatever, but it comes with 100 extra minutes. So you basically use the refer-a-friend thing to keep racking up minutes. I had one phone that might have had like 1,000 to 2,000 minutes on it. Then you go and sell that phone when you're done with it. Hey, I got a track phone with 2,000 minutes on it. So I think they discontinued that promotion because they figured out what people were doing. They were buying track phones to resell basically at the same price, or maybe just a tiny bit more in price, to get the refer-a-friend minute.
Let somebody else pick it up there. Good talk, dear. How y'all might be interested in that information. But y'all have a great day. I'm going to get out here and get to working. 73. Has to make your question. His name is Leon, and call us Kilo Delta 4, India Oscar X-ray.
IOX. All right, very good. KE2BNG and 73s. Maybe we'll hear you later.
Will do. And we'll catch up with you. 84 IOX.